what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo, with my co-host, Polish Peter. Bro, we got a cool topic today, man. We're going to talk about this paradox of freedom, man.
Paradox of freedom. What are you talking about?
Paradox of freedom. Very alluring, curiosity-based headline we have for this episode, man. So it's a paradox, man. I don't know about you, but I've seen people... you know, everybody says they want to be free and be able to have choices and autonomy, and they want to call the shots, be their own boss, you know, run their calendar and their life. They would
live the vision.
Yeah. Yep. But it's interesting because, like, there's a few things that I see people sabotage themselves with when it comes to pursuing freedom, right? Like, so people say they want freedom, but there's also this, like, other side of freedom, like, let's call it like the flip side of freedom that, I think is one of the reasons why we see so few people that are experiencing freedom. And that is to say that, like, I think freedom is uncomfortable for people. And, you know, having the ability to do what you want when you want, there's some kind of fears behind that, man. That I think hold people back and self-sabotage in a way that, like, just keeps them chasing their own tail. Like, for instance, you know, if you were to ask somebody, like, why they work so much, they might say they're trying to become free. But if that's the case, like, they're kind of, it's ironic because they're working harder than ever to achieve that freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see this often when it comes to, like, you know, coaching students, and we sometimes get them into life on their own. And the thing is, you know, when we have those 3-day getaways, we people put down their visions, what they want in life. And we sometimes ask them, why do you want that, you know? And they put down some really pretty amazing things that they want in life. And then when it comes to actually executing, because think about it this way, it's, you know, it's not just a wish list that you go and all of a sudden, if you want a Lambo or whatever that you want in life, it's just magically going to show up in your driveway unless you win the lottery. You're going to have to put some work into it. So now the question becomes, why do people have a hard time going after those visions elements? And maybe they get to a certain point and then all of a sudden they fall down or they retract or, you know, they go 2 steps forward, 3 steps back kind of a thing. And we have these expressions that I hear quite often, you know, so what is it? And I think, you know, the part of that, one of those self-sabotage fears is the unknown. Because think about it this way, some of these people have not been in that new place. So it feels uncertain, feels like, what am I going to do if this happens? So if there's a real estate investor and he's looking to buy his first house and he never picked up a house for $200,000-$300,000, it can seem kind of scary. And I'm like, how am I going to do this house? You know, there is a loan or there is a debt on it. And a whole bunch of different conversations starts going through their head. And what if this happens? What if that happens? The what if kind of comes through it, right? So all these different questions start to go through their mind and they quote unquote self-sabotage from taking the next step because that fear is stopping. And then ironically, that next step is the next breakthrough point to their next level, kind of to the next thing in their business.
Well, I think if you really simplify it to its essence, I think that people value certainty more than they value freedom. Most people value certainty more than freedom, you know, because freedom is uncertainty if you really think about it, right? Freedom is not knowing what's going to happen. You have, I think, freedom can be scary, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's much easier to continue on that path you're on, you know, and not have to face, like, the uncertainty of freedom that can accompany it.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, you know, if you're your own boss, right, you get to make your own decisions, but at the same time, people perceive there is a weight of making those decisions, you know, like, what if this goes wrong, you know? What if, you know, business falls apart? What if I make this deal and then I'm losing money on it, right? And those kinds of questions, there is that uncertainty of it. And sometimes, like you said, that certainty will keep you in that false kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, that gets you in that box, sort of speak, right? That you have a hard time getting out of. And that's why I think coaching and looking for and surrounding yourself with the right people who've been there, done that, helps people get out of this kind of a comfort, this false box, because maybe they'll say, you know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, how many times have we done something in life? And I don't care what it is. Maybe when you were little, you were learning how to ride a bicycle. You've never done it. And you finally got the balance, or you fell over and, you know, you got up and you did it again. And at the end of it, you're like, well, it wasn't that bad. But a lot of times in life, we try to make, you know, we overthink things. I think overthinking is one of those self-sabotage kind of things that happens in businesses. So if you're an entrepreneur and you tend to overthink a lot, that's one of your self-sabotage kind of things that keeps you in this safe thing, because, you know, then you don't have to take action because you think about 20,000 different things. You know, at the beginning of the podcast, you kind of mentioned about busy, right? Working 80, 90 hours a week. Why do I work 18 hours a week? Why do I work so much? Well, maybe because if I have to get more strategic, and if I have to get more, you know, intentional, that means that I have to work on the tasks and the priority and the things in my business that maybe I've never done before, that I have to step out of my comfort zone, that I have to talk to people that I've never talked about to before, right? Like a cold call or whatever it might be. And that is what ends up happening. And then they go and start doing the things that keeps them busy. So it feels like I'm growing my business, feel like I'm doing stuff. Maybe I'm learning a new course or building a website or whatever, but the business actually is not progressing. So that's another form of self-sabotage that people do quite often. Does that make sense what I'm saying here?
Yeah, man. Well, I think it's this, like, it's not just that, but it's also like when you, if you have freedom, let's talk about this, what's really mean. So freedom to me means you have control of your time, your decisions, your choices, which means that you have the ability to make bad decisions and bad choices. And so that means you can fail versus, you know, I kind of think of like, this is what, like, this is why most people, I think, it's shown, like, you know, there's only one CEO of a company and you could have 5,000 or 100,000 employees. Right. And so like, it's more comfortable to follow than it is to lead. And leadership, I'm tying this into freedom because like as a leader, you're calling the shots, you're making decisions. And it's the same thing when you, in your life or in your business, when you have the ability to make those decisions, you can fail and you can screw it up and you can look bad and you can misstep and like all these things can happen. So like in order to kind of be more comfortable, people will choose to follow and to not give themselves that opportunity, because like, listen, if you're at your job and your boss tells you to do something and you do it to the best of your ability and you do it right, but it was the wrong thing, it's their fault because they told you to do it. Or if, you know, I mean, I think it's just, it's abdicating responsibility is what I think it is. You know, so when you sabotage yourself out of a fear of the unknown, you are abdicating responsibility to somebody else in that area of your life.
Or something else. Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that I've learned a long time ago, and it was in the coaching that I was part of, when they said, what does it mean to take 100% responsibility? Like 100%. If you really think about that, you know, what does that actually mean? Well, I can take responsibility for what I say or what I do. Okay, but what if there is more to that? What if there is, you know, taking responsibility how I show up in life, taking the responsibility what I say, how I come across to somebody else, making sure that what you say and do out there in the world is coming across the way you're intended to do. And what ends up happening most of the time is we don't even recognize it, or we don't look at it that way. So that responsibility becomes really important to stepping out of this comfort zone. Another thing that you mentioned, I think that it's important, it touches on those fears. You know, I think I learned this from Tony Robbins a while back. He said one of the two biggest fears that we always kind of try to avoid, and can't avoid it, is being good enough. Am I good enough? Good enough at this, good enough at this, you know, good enough on marketing or business growth or whatever it might be. You know, that's why you have on social media, you see everybody, you know, looking good, right? Because I want to make sure that I'm looking good. And what ends up happening is people will go and stay in that comfort in order to avoid looking bad, in order to make sure that I'm looking good, kind of a thing. And that is a huge, powerful, I think, self-sabotage. So if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur right now, listening to this podcast, you know, ask yourself, like, is there something that when I'm about to take a step or an action that I haven't done before, what shows up in my mind right now, in that moment? What shows up? Is it, ooh, what if I make a mistake? What's the question that you ask yourself? Oh, what if I look stupid? You know, what if I do this? And whatever that question might be, recognize that it's probably most likely fear and your access to get to the next level, literally stepping through it. So, and that means that you're going to have to grow to be the leader, to the next level, real leader. You know, I mean, we talk about this on the podcast here often, and you brought it up here as well about this leadership, right? Becoming the leader. If you want to be freedom, you need to be a certain type of leader. And so that is, I think, necessary in entrepreneurship world, in the business world, to be able to step up to the next level, you know, like this thermometer, you know, Tony Robbins talks about this thermometer that we have. Let's say it's between 68 degrees and 73 degrees thermometer that you have as a person. And if you get down to 68, close to 68, that may mean that, okay, I'm losing money, my bank account is almost zero, or it's negative, or, you know, my relationship is struggling, or my health is failing because I'm getting sick all the time or whatever, and now I go, I got to do something. And now I start taking action. And then when it gets up to the top level, when it's, let's say, 73 or whatever, then what ends up happening is now you are, you know, doing well or whatever, and now it's out of the comfort zone. You have to step out of the comfort zone. So now you're like, ooh, you know, maybe I need to slow down. Maybe I need to, you know, cool off or whatever. You make yourself excuses. And then you stay in this little zone here. But what will be required for you to get to the 74 degrees, 75, 70, 80 degrees? That's when you need to step out of the comfort zone. I think that's, you know, because then you adjust that sort of thermometer and you get to the next level. So ask yourself as you're listening to this podcast, what is it that I need to do to get to the next level? And you probably learned this on a podcast or a course or in a training or a coach or somebody has already told you what you need to do. So now your access to that is actually go and do it, you know?
So I kind of think of it a little bit differently, man. Like I think of like, you know, what's at stake? Like to your point, like, yeah, you absolutely...
It's medium. It's not, it's medium.
Yeah.
Steak is medium. I like it medium.
Okay. Well, you know, that you can have your steak, but what's at stake? So
that kind of steak.
Is it, you know, you can continue, let's just get like, be really frank here. Like you can continue on the path you're on and listen, I'm not saying you're going to have a bad life. I'm not going to say you're not going to, you know, do well, do probably really good, but to me, and again, this is my personal preference, like take the chance on yourself, like bet on yourself and step out of that fear and reset that thermostat. Like Peter said, like, you know, and you don't do it by going, you know, and you know, we're using metaphorical language here. Like you don't go from a thermometer set at 65 to 80, like overnight, but you go to, you know, you go to 66 degrees and maybe that's one little small step of uncertainty, one small little step in the direction of something you don't know how it's going to turn out. And you just keep working on that because now that becomes your new set point. And then like, listen, like when I think, dude, like when I think of like, you know, like leadership, like, and it, I think there is a big correlation between leadership and freedom. But you know, I didn't just being CEO of Life in Air isn't my first job as a leader. Right. So like I was president of our Toastmasters group. I was the president of the National Speakers Association in the Carolinas chapter. I was a head teaching assistant. And before that I was a regular teaching assistant. And before that, you know what I mean? Like you go back and you build and it takes time and it takes being uncomfortable. But when you really look at like what's at stake, I think you gotta, you either, you have plan A, which is like kind of like just play by the rules and color in the lines, or plan B, yeah, I'm going to fail a whole bunch. I'm going to fall off my bike a bunch. I'm going to bust up my, like, you know, my nose and like get skinned elbows. But but at the end of that, I feel like it's a much more rewarding, much more fulfilling journey to be able to embrace that part of destiny that you were responsible for through your own actions versus allowing somebody else to kind of like drag you along with their dreams. Like, and I've seen this before, like this isn't mine, but it says like, you know, you can either help somebody build their dreams or you can build your own. Right. And, and to me, you know, and, you know, I do get to, this is veering off on a little bit of a tangent, but like, I do think anybody can be an entrepreneur, but you got to want to be, and you got to do the things that entrepreneurs have to do.
You got to be willing to do what some other people are not willing to do.
You got to be willing to be uncomfortable. Like if you want to ever have freedom, you have to learn to be uncomfortable. It's just, there's no way around it. And with that freedom comes a lot of weird stuff that you never would have thought of as well. Like, you know, like sometimes people stay busy for all kinds of like, you know, reasons that you'd never suspect on the surface. Like they don't want to deal with something maybe that happened to them a long time ago, or a traumatic past, or, you know, feelings, like you said before, of worthiness. Like really, like if I'm not working all the time, then, you know, am I a waste of my talents and a disappointment to my family? Like, and so there's a lot of stuff that goes in there, but it all comes down to like really, like, you know, zooming in on that and figuring out what is it that's kind of keeping you stuck, and then just making the decision. Like I'm very much a, you know, hey, you can make a decision in a moment, like truly in a moment. I attended a Dave Ramsey event once, man. I went to his entree leadership training, and he was talking about people like, what, I can't do that. He's like, yes, you can. He's like, you just decide. He's like, and he just snapped his fingers like, you just decide, you're going to do it. And that's it. He's like, I don't have a lot of, you know, patience for people that kind of like just like dilly dally around. Like, just decide you're going to do it, and just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Jim Rohn once say, oh, you're not a tree, move.
Yeah. Right.
Like, hello. All right.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming business builder workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpacked from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business, from a, not a, a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
So listen, let me ask you this. When it comes to this particular conversation, this maybe like a breakthrough kind of a moment or whatever, what one thing, I know it's kind of off the cuff here, but what did you get in your own journey in this entrepreneurship business kind of a thing that helped you? Like, what's that thing that got you out of that, you know, zone, this comfort? And
yeah, dude. So you guys who are listening, you might know this. I have 15 years of school. And I'm not talking, this isn't high school, okay? This isn't like grammar school. This is like 15 years of college onward.
you just took the courses over and over and over again, same courses over and over again? Because isn't it college like 4 years? I think.
Oh, bro, I have enough credits for like I have enough credits for a village to graduate college. And so, but dude, it was honestly a conversation with my coach. I remember I was saying like, man, am I just crazy for like, cause I had my job, secure job, good paying job. And I'm like, man, like, am I just crazy for like even considering not doing this? Cause everybody else seems to be happy on this path. He's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. He's like, I think it's crazy is continuing to do something that you're not passionate about because you spent 15 years in school to do it. And I'm like, dang, man, you're right. And so I realized like I could either continue what I'm doing, which I already knew. Like, listen, all of us know, like Peter and I don't need to tell you whether something's working for you or not. You know, deep down, like, is this working for mm-hmm. me? Is this what I really want or not? And it's just like, maybe it's just that, maybe it's this episode by itself, actually, that's just going to give you that little nudge, just give you a little nudge to like push you over the edge to do what you really want to do. Because like, listen, like, and I know I'm being like, I'm like, listen, dude, I just had a birthday like a few, like, you know, last week. So
yeah, you just started collecting social security, didn't you?
Pretty much. I'm almost there. So I've just become so much more direct, I guess, maybe in sometimes the way I speak, that I just see what's important, at least from my perspective. Please don't take this as universal, but like, and like being and living the life you can be that only you can be if you call the shots, I think is what's possible. And this is where, for instance, like Life and Air, you know, yes, you can absolutely be a Life and Air having a full-time job. But I will also say that 90%+ of Life and Airs realize like, man, I can't fully live my vision if I have a full-time job working for somebody else. And I'm not just picking on people who have jobs here, but I'm saying like, in other words, I can't live 90%+ of my vision if I'm giving responsibility to other people over my time, over my decisions. And mm-hmm. so that's the catch right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying here. And, you know, obviously everybody's got their story of what they're dealing with. But, yeah, I mean, it takes a chance. You know, like I said, it comes back to taking a chance on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was, you know, in a really bad place in my business, the one thing that hit me was, like, I've had people around me who wanted the best for me at that particular time, like family members. This was years ago after my divorce. Like, just get a job, man, and I'll hook you up with a really good job and all that kind of stuff. And something deep down inside me kept saying, no, you got to keep going, you got to keep going, keep going. You know what I mean? Don't give up. Don't give up. So sometimes I think it's, you know, be careful who you listen to. And then the other aspect is listen to that inner, like a spirit, kind of the way I like to talk about it. You know what I mean? The inner voice. Never give up. Because I think that's going to help you tremendously get through in life. Yeah. And, you know, I think every single one of us listening to this podcast, we know what it is for you, like he said. So just listen to the voice and keep going. Don't let that voice, you know, the negative Nelly, I call it, self-sabotage you.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, I hope this is helpful for you. I hope like this gave you a little bit of nudge. We are here to support you. Like, and I mean that. So come over to our Life and Air Facebook group, come out to an event. Like, by the way, we have the Get a Life Getaway, which helps you with your vision. We have the Business Builder Workshop that helps you build your business, both of which are literally 100% guaranteed. Like, come spend the full 3 days with us. And if you don't think it was amazing, then you can get all of your money back. And I'll also tell you this right now. We've had, gosh, man, 10,000-ish people go through these events, and we've never had a single person ask for their money back. They're that powerful. And I know I speak for myself and Peter, the rest of our Life and Air community, we'd love to help you, you know, achieve that freedom for yourself, allow you to like live the life that you have chosen for yourself, not the one that others expected of you or told you should pursue. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. We will see you next week, everyone. Take care.